3.3 The River rolling through the At Work Jukebox Wednesday edition, a service of our good friends at the Home Place in Hardinsburg. Coming up at 9:45, we're going to go to Lexington because it's basketball time, Sweet 16. But right now, I have a very, very special guest in the studio. Young lady, introduce yourself.
My name is Caitlin Kohler. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so glad to have you. I've been playing a tune of yours on the show, and people have been enjoying it. And we love it here in Breckenridge County when folks that are out touring and playing make a stop to come and see us.
Yeah.
Because we are music lovers here.
Well, we appreciate it because you guys are the ones who, you know, help get our music out there. And so it's a mutual relationship and we appreciate it a lot.
So you're putting the miles on between Texas and Tennessee and everywhere
yes,
in between.
Sir, yeah.
What's 2026 looked like for you so far?
Well, so at the end of 2025, my husband and I actually moved out here to Chattanooga. Like you said, we're from Texas, and I had been doing the Texas country scene for a while, but I wanted to kind of just expand my music a bit. I had more of a Nashville sound, and so we made the jump and we moved out this way, and my dad and his wife have been very gracious in letting us stay with them because we still have a house back in Texas.
Great.
So instead of having to have a mortgage and rent, they're letting us stay with them for a bit. And so we're staying out here and we're seeing where it goes. I'm getting in to all the, you know, inroads and meeting people and getting everyone familiar with my face. We're getting shows lined up. We've got music. I've been working with a whole bunch of people out here, and it's been really cool. Yeah.
You know, it's the Texas scene is so fertile and so much. And I think that transition from Texas to Nashville, we've seen a lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a healthy one. I think that people with Texas influence bring really something special to mainstream country, because I'm like you. I mean, I love going to New Braunfels. I love Green Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I love playing around the Dallas area. I love the coast, but I really like the Nashville sound too.
Yeah.
And what's going on, especially right now in country radio, I think it's a renaissance.
Oh yeah, that 90s is coming back strong, and then it's wonderful because Texas and Nashville are two very, very distinct sounds, but they're both so good. And so it just really kind of depends on which side your music leans more towards, but it's not, you can't go wrong either way. It's all just so good.
It is. And I think that you have hit at a really good time.
Thank you.
Because it sounds to me like you like country music.
I love country music. What are you talking about?
And I'm hearing it. I'm getting new singles all the time. I'm like, wow, this is, because I started in radio when I was in high school.
Oh, that's so cool.
In 1992.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know how good I had it.
Yeah.
You know, every time I come to work, it's like, oh, here's a new Joe Diffie single. And
mm-hmm.
here's a new Martina song. And it was,
yeah.
I didn't know how good I had it. And now I appreciate it when I get a single like what you sent me.
Yeah.
You know, that excites me. I'm like, we're in a renaissance period right now,
mm-hmm.
which is good because some of us old guys that are 90s veterans actually get to go play again.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my John Deere Green bass tone is back in style. So
that's
awesome. Good for me.
All the vintage stuff is coming back. Like all the stuff, like even from when I was in middle school, like I don't think I'm that old, but then like all these younger kids are out here like, this is a throwback, or like this, all this old stuff, like look what I thrifted. I'm like, that was from when I was in school.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you just wait. I'm telling you, it gets, I don't know if it gets better or worse.
I don't know.
Let's talk influences.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So I know you're spending a lot of time on the road. You all had a good trip up this morning. What are you listening to? What got you? What made you? What bit you and gave you this bug when you were little?
Oh, yeah. So I have music influences across the board. But really, as far as like country goes, I grew up listening to country. You know, my parents were both big country fans. They met line dancing.
That's awesome.
And so like all the big, like Alan Jackson and Josh Turner was a favorite of mine. I remember my dad, you know, those 90, like the Kenwood speaker systems.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had all the bells and whistles, and we'd crank it up, and his bass, he would just shake the house. I loved all the women as well. The women were really big influences for me, like to look up to. Carrie Underwood especially was like my big one. I remember my mom had all her CDs, and I'd put them in my CD player, and my sister and I would sing along to it. And then like Martina McBride and Sarah Evans, and then later, you know, Miranda and all of them. And then, you know, that was really big as far as country goes. And then as I got older, I got really into rock. And my dad had a truck, and we'd go out and drive, and he'd throw on Aerosmith or Bon Jovi. And so I had grown up and then got really into it and to the rock side. And so Journey is definitely a big one for me. Like, even though I love country, Journey is probably my favorite band.
That's, you know, yeah. And I think those, I think when we're talking modern country, I think mm-hmm. having those rock influences is super important.
Oh, yeah.
Vocal delivery wise. And, you know, if I go to a big arena show, I mean, mm-hmm. Al Dean's band's a rock band.
Yeah, like it's just
they rock as hard as anybody.
Like it's such a show. Yeah,
I love that. Well, it's always good to see where somebody comes from musically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you being a Texan, there's live music is the culture.
Oh yeah,
people dance. They mm-hmm. go out to dance. We've got some cousins down around Weatherford, and they come to Kentucky, and they nobody wants to dance when they're on the floor because they make us look bad. I mean, they're good. They know what they're doing, and I love that, and I love seeing that now. You know, I'm seeing that around Nashville again because there's always been great places. You know, shout out to Ward at Whiskey Jam, who, what would we do without Ward and Whiskey Jam? You know, when it was at Losers, it was fantastic. Now it's at Dirks's place. It's still fantastic. You've got to get on one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is the best thing.
It's the hope, yeah.
And even the harder gigs like the Tin Roof Circuit, I like what they're doing with younger artists. You know, it's a four-hour gig, but, man, it's like boot camp.
That's what I'm used to, man. That's what I did down in Texas, 3-4 hour gigs. And I just play them straight through.
And that's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's what separates people. And I'm telling you, that's why you're sitting in this chair right now promoting music, is that when you're ready to get in the trenches and get out and work and play live for people.
Oh, yeah.
And get them out of their daily grind and that mundane thing and bring them some joy. That's why you're going to do great.
Thank you. But isn't that the best thing, though?
Yes, it is.
Like, I just love getting to, like, it's so, because a lot of places, you know, I play are small. They're dive bars or whatever. You know, you play all over. Like, one night you're playing for a crowd of hundreds of people, and then another night you're playing for two.
Sure.
You know, but just to, like, they're doing their thing. They're not paying attention. And then you play, and they're like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, that's like, it's like, yeah.
And I can tell that if you can be playing a small club, and you're going to play it just like you're playing an arena.
Well, absolutely.
You're going to leave everything up there.
That's how you're supposed to do it, at least in my opinion. That's what I try to do, because it's like you always put your best foot forward, and it's like that may be the only time they ever get to see you.
That's right.
You know, and so my goal is to turn everybody into a fan.
Well,
even
let's do
not
that.
Of me, at least a country music, you know.
Let's do that this morning. Let's tell folks about your socials and your website and how in the world can people follow you.
Yeah, so my name is Caitlin Kohler, so I'm gonna go ahead and spell it, because there's like a million different ways to spell Caitlin. It's obnoxious. So it's K-A-I-T-L-Y-N and then it's Kohler, K-O-H-L-A-R. I like to say like the faucet company.
Okay.
People tend to correlate with that. So it's Caitlin Kohler. And then on Instagram and Facebook, you can find me at Caitlin Kohler Music. And then it's the same thing. It's just my name for my website, CaitlinKohler.com. I'm on TikTok, wherever you like to do your socials, I'm there under my name.
And people can find your music on all
Spotify, any platform you like to stream your music. My music's out there under my name. Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you all so much for coming and hanging and
thank you
making that trip. I think independent country stations like this, I'm glad we're still here. And you help keep us relevant.
And you guys help keep us relevant. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing.
People trust us when we play something. You know, my listeners deserve the best.
Thank you.
And that's what they're going to get.
And you give people a shot, you know, like stations we normally, you know, wouldn't be able to have a chance to get onto. Like you open our music up to people who may never get to hear it. And so we appreciate it a lot.
What we've got to do now is get you booked up here for some shows so people can come and hang out with you and buy all your merch. We're merch buyers in Breckenridge County now.
Well, I appreciate that.
We like
a
merch table.
I just want to meet everybody. So.
Well, we're going to make that happen. We're going to work on some stuff, get you some gigs. While I've got you, you want to tell us about Bad Habits?
Yeah. So this whole song, EP, it was just a blessing. So I actually got to write this one. I had mentioned Aerosmith before. I got to write it with the keyboardist and background vocals for Aerosmith, Buck Johnson. Yeah, so that was a dream come true. I've been working with him for the past couple of years, and it's been wonderful. And so it was me, him, and then another writer named Charlie Midnight, and he wrote Living in America for James Brown and a lot of other big songs. And so it was really cool. The end product was not what we had started with as far as like sonically. I hadn't imagined it as a shuffle. And like I said, Buck and I are both keyboardists. And so we had written it out that way. But I just absolutely love what he did in production with it. And it's really fun.
It's a banger. It's a good one. We're going to play it and we'll be right back. 104.3 The River, the At Work Jukebox again every Wednesday. Here it is Wednesday. Our weekend is in sight. Got our friend Caitlin in the studio. Do you have any gigs this weekend coming up?
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Okay.
I'll be down in Georgia. I keep wanting to say Louisiana because I'm from, you know, the Texas thing, but it's Georgia. I'll be in Dalton this 28th.
Dalton is a fun town to play in. You talk about a hotbed of great music. You know, that whole area is so much fun. And, you know, carpet capital of the world, but they also have really, really good music scene. So enjoy that. Folks can keep up with all of your dates on your socials and your website.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we post them all the time. They're on the website if they want to look ahead. So,
that's awesome. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to Kentucky.
Yeah.
We're going to take you right in, treat you like a cousin.
I appreciate that.
We'll get you booked up here. That way folks can come and hug your neck and buy a t-shirt and a koozie.
Like I said, I'd love to meet everybody.
All right.
Well, awesome.
You've always got a seat here. So when you're cruising by, you come and see us, okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.